So I believe that Pastor Jonathan is very like Jesus. Because as you were running out of bread and juice, he prayed, and all of a sudden more bread and more juice showed up. Just like Jesus produced more bread and more fish for all the people that one day. So we've already read our passage we're going to look at today, but I want to get you to think about it with me in a unique way. If you brought a cell phone or a tablet with you today, could you please take that out right now?
如果你今天有一个手机或你的那个小电脑，你可以拿出来。
And hit the Wi-Fi button on there that searches for where the Wi-Fi networks are.
然后你拿出来，来做一个search 那个 Wi-Fi 那个 search， 看看有什么样的一个结果。
As you let it seek for a second, I want to ask you, what is the top, the very first Wi-Fi network that you see on your phone?
你要看一下你的电话，那你看第一个，在你调查的第一个线索是什么？
What do you see? Huh? Hope? Hope Church?
Hope Church.
Yeah, I hope so.
牧师希望是这样。
You might see the one from our neighbor behind us. Or maybe one for the school across the street, or maybe even one for my house across the street. But wherever you are, when you push the Wi-Fi button, it searches for the closest and the strongest signal.
当你每次做那个调查那个 Wi-Fi 那个 link 的话，你要找最强最近的那个信号。
And it moves it to the top of your phone or your device, and that is called the default Wi-Fi setting.
那它就成为你的第一个要连接的一个上网的那个链接，那就成为你第一个那个叫 default setting， 就是第一个的那个设置。
So I want to ask you today to think about what is the default setting for you when you face a problem or crisis in your life. What do you do first?
所以今天我们要探讨的就是当你生活中遇到问题或有什么危机的话，你的第一个反应，你的第一个处理的反应是什么？
We're going to learn about how God wants us to turn to Him first, but oftentimes we don't. We turn to other things to help us.
虽然神让我们是第一个是要向他来求问，可是我们很多时候不是这样去做的。
We're going to see this lesson through the life of a man named Abram that we just read about in the scripture reading in Genesis 12.
我们今天就要看一下在创世纪第十二章这个亚伯兰的这个故事。Abram,
some of you may know, is a man who would later have his name changed by God to Abraham.
So, 亚伯兰后来被神改名成为亚伯拉罕。
Abraham is called the father of faith, both for Christians, for Muslims, and for Jews.
So, 亚伯拉罕在圣经里面，我们称他为是基督徒的信心的伟人，不仅是在我们基督教，在伊斯兰教和犹太教，他都是被尊为信心的伟人。
And in the Bible, Abraham is held up as the man of faith. He is the perfect picture of someone who had great faith in God.
在圣经里面，亚伯拉罕真的是信心的一个非常完美的一个榜样，他真的是被称为是信心之人。If
you look in Genesis 12, you'll see that God came to Abram and called him to leave his home and to go to a new land that God would show him.
当我们看第十二章，创世纪第十二章，我们看到是神在呼召亚伯兰，让他离开他的家乡去另外一个地方。
Abram was in his 70s, and his wife Sarai was in her 60s.
在那个时候，亚伯兰被召的时候，他已经75岁了。他的妻子萨莱也已经60多岁了。
They had no children.
他们没有小孩。
And God came to him and said, "I will make you great. I will make you a father of many people of many nations."
那个时候，神对亚伯兰讲说：“我要让你成为万国之父。”让你的孩子都数不过来。
And the Bible tells us that Abram believed God. He trusted God, and he followed him step by step as he left his land to go to this new land that God had for him.
圣经里告诉我们，亚伯兰就相信了神，他听从了神的话，他就以每步都紧随神的教导，然后能去一个新的地方。
Abram left his city, a place called Ur.Which is located in modern-day Iraq.
So 亚伯兰就离开那个乌尔那个地方。现在他是在伊拉克那个地方。
He traveled many miles and over a long period of time, and ended up in the land of Canaan, which is modern-day Israel today.
所以他就离开了那个乌尔，然后呢，旅行很久的路程，然后到达迦南地，就是现在以色列所在的地方。
He followed God step by step along the journey, and he kept asking God what he wanted for his life.
所以他紧随亚伯兰紧随神的教导，然后他不停的求问神对他让他去哪里。
And then we come to this disturbing story in Genesis 12, verse 10, where a famine hits the land.
然后我们就会在第22章看到这样一个故事，就是亚伯兰那个时候他们有碰到一个很大的饥荒。
The famine was the crisis that Abram faced. You and I, we may face different types of crises in our lives.
亚伯兰在那个时候，他所遇到的是一个饥荒。你跟我在生活中也会遇到不同情形的饥荒。
Maybe you lose your job. Maybe you have a health problem. Maybe your marriage is in trouble, or a relationship you're in breaks up.
你可能会丢掉工作，或者是身体不好，也可能家庭、婚姻，还有与人事有关系都有一些问题。
I think we will see that even though Abram was a man of great faith, there were times that he chose not to rely on God and he turned to other sources, and he got in trouble for that.
虽然我们知道亚伯兰是一个非常有信心的人，可有的时候他也离开神，然后靠自己，没有去。靠神，靠自己去找各种别的，各样别的方法。
Genesis 12 describes how Abram left Canaan when the famine hit, and he decided to go to Egypt and take Sarai and all of their flocks and servants with them.
So 那个时候，当亚伯兰遇到饥荒的时候，他也没有求问神，他就直接带他的太太，还有他的所有的，所有的他的那些仆人，还有家庭去埃及去。
As they were entering the land of Egypt, Abram talked to his wife and said, "Sarai, you are a beautiful woman."
So, 他们就要进入埃及的时候，亚伯兰对他的太太萨莱说，我知道你是容貌俊美的妇人。
And he said, "I know that many people in Egypt will want to make you their wife."
我知道很多埃及人会想娶你为妻。
And I am afraid.That they will kill me, so they can take you to be their wife.
所以我就很怕他们会把我杀掉，然后娶你为妻。
He says, "I have a plan."
他说我有一个计划。
We'll pretend that you're my sister.
所以我们就假装你是我的妹妹好了。
We'll tell everybody that I'm your brother.
所以我会跟别人讲我是你的哥哥。
And then they'll leave me alone, and they won't kill me.
他们就会放过我，不会杀害我。
It was a very interesting plan.
这是一个非常有趣的方案。
And at first, it seemed like it might be the right thing because Abram guessed right. He guessed correctly.
所以一开始可能看到这个计划还是有他的意，有他的道理，因为他的太太确实很美丽。
When they end up in Egypt, people looked at his wife and they said, "Oh, she's very beautiful. We should have her go."To be in the harem of Pharaoh himself, the king of Egypt.
So, when they enter Egypt, after the Egyptians see Abraham's wife Sarai, they say, "Oh, she is really beautiful. 我们应该让她成为法老的妻子。
So Sarai was taken and placed into this harem, this group of many women who would all be the wives of the Pharaoh of Egypt.
所以他们就把这个撒来带到那个宫里去，然后让她跟其他很多女人一样成为法老的太太。
Because Pharaoh thought that Abram was her brother, he treated him very well. He gave him many gifts, many animals, servants. He gave him great wealth.
因为法老因为这个缘故呢，就后代啊亚伯来给他很多的东西，很多礼物啊，很多牲口、牲畜，还有仆人，给他很真的是让他变得非常富有。
But then Genesis 12 shows us that God was unhappy with this arrangement because Sarah was married to Abram.
但是神对这个安排并不高兴，因为撒来是嫁给亚伯兰的。
And so God got everyone's attention by causing a plague and a sickness to come on the household of Pharaoh.
所以神就降灾给法老和他的全家。
We don't know how Pharaoh found out that Sarai was really Abram's wife, but he comes to Abram and rebukes him and says, "Why did you do this? Why did you lie to me?"
所以从这个经文，我们不知道法老是怎么样知道啊，撒来是亚伯兰的妻子。但是呢，在这里经文讲到说，法老就召亚伯来到宫里来说，责问他，你这是做了什么事情
？And as the story tells us, he then sent Abram and Sarah out of his country and sent them far away.
所以这个经文就告诉我们，法老就吩咐亚伯来带他的太太撒来就离开埃及远远的走掉。
So Abram hit a problem in his life, and his default response was to lie his way out.
所以当亚伯来遇到这件危机的时候，他的第一个反应就是要撒谎，然后呢，通过这个来处理这个问题。
The problem with lying is that one lie usually leads to many other lies.
撒谎这个问题就是你撒一个谎，然后呢，你就必须要撒更多的谎。
It might be a child lying to their parents. Oh, I didn't break that. I didn't take that.
就像小孩对他的父母撒谎，说哦，我没有把那个打碎，我没有把那个拿走。
But then, as other people begin to get involved in the story, the child has to keep lying over and over again to try to protect themselves.
当更多的人卷入的时候，那这个小孩就要撒更多的谎。才来圆他这个谎，然后就会越撒越多。
Maybe someone lies at work to their boss, or they lie to their boyfriend or their girlfriend.
也可能有的人跟撒谎，有时候会有帮助，比如对他的上司或他的男朋友、女朋友撒谎。
God has told us that lying will only produce more lying and will produce bad things, and so it is not a good practice for us.
神告诉我们撒谎是错误的，因为它会带来很多不好的结果。
So let's look at a few of the things that happen when we don't rely on God. What happened to Abram when he stopped relying on God?
我们来看一下，当我们不靠神而靠自己的时候，会发生什么事情？我们看一看亚伯来的这个情形。
The first thing is that Abram left God. He'd been following God. He'd been seeking God.And here he decides to just follow his own ideas. So he sort of leaves God behind in Canaan.
我们知道亚伯来一直是跟随神，有事情都求问神。可是这一次呢，他就没有去依靠神，而是靠自己。
So when he followed his own plan, he relied on himself. He put God aside.
当他依靠自己的计划的时候，他就把神给放弃了。
A second result is that he put his wife, Sarai, in a very bad situation.
然后他让他的太太撒来一个放进一个非常不好的一个处境。
Genesis does not tell us how Sarai felt about this whole idea of pretending to be Abram's sister.
圣经里并没有告诉我们撒来是她是一个什么样的感觉，当她的丈夫让她假装是她的妹妹。
How many of you are married women here today? Could you please raise your hand if you're a married woman?
今天你们在座谁是有结婚的姊妹？
How would you feel if your husband came to you and said, I'm going to lie about you being my wife?
如果你的先生过来跟你讲，我今天让你撒一个谎，你会怎么想？
And I'm going to let you go become somebody else take you to be their wife just so they won't kill me.
我如果让你成为别人的太太，我就可以存活，怎么样？
Abram was clearly just looking out for himself, and he put his wife in a very painful, difficult situation.
就在这里，亚伯兰真的是只是为他自己着想，把他的妻子放在一个非常处境困难的一个环境。
It looked like it was turning out pretty good for him. No one killed him. He got lots of presents from Pharaoh.
所以看起来这个计划对亚伯兰非常好。他没有被杀死，而且还得到很多礼物，变得很富有。
Sometimes we follow our way rather than God's way, and it looks like things are working out pretty well at first for us.
就像有时候我们不靠神，靠自己，哎，觉得这个事情对我们非常有利。
But it will often bring hurt or hardship for other people around us, people that are close to us.
但是往往是对我们周围的人造成很不好的影响。
And then the third thing that is a result of Abraham's lies that he lost his witness. He lost the opportunity to show God to people around them.
第三个就是当亚伯兰这样去做的时候，他就没有做一个很好的见证，没有向他周围的人来见证神的这个伟大。
His wife all of a sudden saw he's not following God, he's just following himself.
他的妻子就会意识到他呢是靠自己，没有来靠神。
Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, the mightiest country in the world at the time, he could have seen how Abram trusted God, but instead he lied to Pharaoh and he had a bad witness to Pharaoh.
Pharaoh 是当时非常强大的埃及的国王。如果亚伯兰做得好的话，靠神的话，那他也会向法老来见证，靠神是多么好的一个情况。
A number of years ago, there was a famous American singer named Frank Sinatra.
很多年以前有一个非常有名的歌手叫
Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra.
He sang many popular songs that were number one hits on the radio.
他写过很多非常流行的歌曲都在电台里面播放。
But his most famous song that he is known for is a song where he sings, I did it my way.
他写过很多歌，但有一首歌特别流行，就是我是按我自己的方式来做。
If you've never heard the song, go ahead and look it up on YouTube and listen to it after church.
如果你没有听到过的话，你在我们晨班结束后，你可以去上 YouTube 去听一下。
But not during church.
但不是现在。
Because you don't know the Hope Church Wi-Fi code.
你可能不知道我们 Hope Church 的那个。Password.
Every time we have a decision to make or face a crisis, we have a choice. We can do it my way or God's way.
当我们碰到问题的时候，或有什么危机的时候，我们都是面对一个选择：我们是按我们自己的方式呢，还是按神的方式？
The Hebrews had a name for God that was called Yahweh.
在希伯来文，他们对神的称呼是 Yahweh。
And so I believe the choice for us today is my way or Yahweh.
所以我想我们今天我们要说是按我们的方式呢，还是按亚伟的方式？
Will you rely on yourself or will you rely on God?
你是要靠自己呢，还是要靠神？
I believe there are several reasons why we stop relying on God and why Abram stopped relying on God.
我觉得我们有下面这样几个原因，为什么我们来停下来，不再靠神，而是靠自己。
The first one of these is we give in to fear. Like Abram, he was afraid of his life, and so he stopped relying on God because he was afraid.
第一个原因就是我们开始屈服于被恐惧所辖制，我们就看不到神。
We take our eyes off of God and we start looking at the problem all around us.
我们就会不再靠神，而是非常恐惧，然后就开始看看我们周围的这些事情。
A number of years ago, I had the opportunity to go on a trip, a river rafting trip down the Grand Canyon, big national park in Arizona.
几年前我曾经去参加一次游筏艇的一个旅行，去那个大峡谷。
The Grand Canyon is a beautiful place, and there are gorgeous rocks and a river that flows through this canyon.
所以大峡谷是非常非常美丽的一个地方，那里有很多的大的岩石，还有很多的河流都非常的美丽。
We would ride along on the river, and then we would stop and go hiking off into canyons.
所以我们沿那个河漂流，然后我们就去停下来去爬那个爬山。
As I went hiking into the canyons, I went by myself, but I was overcome with fear of something that was in the canyons.
那个时候我停下来自己一个人去去那个森林里面旅行，我就被非常被恐惧所控制，一个人在森林里非常的害怕。
I had seen movies and heard stories that there are many rattlesnakes, poisonous snakes, in the Grand Canyon.
那个时候我就想到从电影里所看到过的很多的那些可怕的情形，比如说有响尾蛇在树林里这样子，有很多有毒的蛇在那里。
And I hate snakes.
那我非常讨厌毒蛇。
So when I would hike, I would walk about 10 feet.
So 那时候我就当我旅行的时候，我就走个十个英尺。
Then I'd stop and I'd look all around me to see if I could see any snakes.
那我就停下来看看我旁边有没有蛇。
And then I'd walk another 10 feet.
然后我再走个十尺。
Looking around all the time.
所以我就不停的停下来看。
I spent so much time looking for snakes on my hike.I never looked up to see the beauty of all that was around me.
所以我一直不停地停下来看看周围有没有蛇，而没有停下来真正欣赏我周围的这个美丽的风景。
When you're in a crisis, when you're facing a problem, sometimes the only thing you can see is that problem.
所以当你遇到问题、遇到危机的时候，有时候你就会只仅仅看到那个问题和那个危机。
But God wants us to look up to see His beauty and all that He wants to do around us.
可是神让我们停下来，来看到神的荣耀，神的荣美。
Don't let fear take over your heart.
不要让恐惧来控制你的心。
Don't take your eyes off of Jesus.
不要放弃定睛在看主耶稣。
Another person who experienced this was the Apostle Peter when he was following Jesus.
我们可以看到保罗使徒保罗，他是怎么样来跟随主耶稣。
Perhaps many of you have heard the story of how Peter and his friends were out in a boat and there was a big storm around them and all of a sudden they looked out and they saw Jesus coming to them walking on the water, on top of the water.
我们知道彼得和其他的门徒在海边，他们突然发现耶稣在水面上走。
Everyone was afraid, they were terrified, except Peter said, Jesus!If that's you, then call me to get out of the boat and I'll come to you.
所以每个人都非常的害怕，可是那个时候只有彼得说主啊，你要是能够帮助我，也可以从这个船上下来走过去。
And Jesus said to him, come to me.
所以耶稣就对他说，那你就走过来吧。
And Peter stepped out of the boat and he stood on the water of this lake and he began to walk toward Jesus on the water.
所以彼得就走下船来，真的是踏在水面上，就开始去到耶稣那里去。
But then the gospel writers, the people who were there in the boat, who saw this event, who were with Peter, they describe how Peter all of a sudden looked around and he saw the wind and the waves, and fear took over his heart.
所以那个时候船上的其他人就开始非常的惊奇奇怪，然后呢彼得就开始看看他周围的环境，这时他就看到了有风有波浪，然后他就开始害怕，然后他就被这个恐惧所辖制。
He took his eyes off of Jesus and you know what happened to Peter?
当他的眼睛不再看主耶稣的时候，我们知道彼得是什么样的一个人。
He went from walking to sinking.
所以他从在水面上行到沉到水里面去。
All of a sudden, he was swimming with the fish.
所以突然他就开始掉到水里去。 跟鱼在一起了。
And Jesus had to run up and pull him out and save him, keep him from drowning.
所以耶稣还要赶紧过来把他拉起来，让他不要淹死。
Maybe you're facing a tough time in your life this afternoon if you're here at church.
So maybe, 也可能你今天下午在这里，你可能生活中面对很多问题。
Maybe fear is gripping your heart, and that's all you can see.
可能你的心里有恐惧，然后呢，这是你，你的你所有所看到的都是恐惧。
God wants to let His perfect love cast out that fear from your heart, and He wants you to keep your eyes focused on Him.
但是神想让我们不要把不要生活在恐惧之中，然后要看神。
There's a second reason we stop following God because sometimes we think we know better than God does how to run our lives.
所以第二个原因我们离开神，就是我们有的时候觉得我们比神更聪明。
There's a passage in the book of Proverbs that says, "Don't lean on your own understanding."
在那个箴言第三章第五节有讲到，不要靠你自己的聪明。
The word lean means like we lean on a crutch when we've broken our leg to support ourselves with that. Don't rely on just your own understanding, God says.
所以我们知道这个英文中这个词就讲到要依靠自己， lean 是依靠自己。我们神告诉我们不要依靠自己的聪明。
The passage goes on and says, in all your ways, in everything you do,Acknowledge God, and He will make your paths straight.
下面又讲到说，在你所做的所有的事中，要靠神，不要靠自己。
Abraham was leaning on his own understanding to solve his problem.
所以亚伯兰他靠自己的聪明来解决自己的问题。
He said, "There's a famine in the land, but I remember that Egypt." Is a great place to go when there's a famine in the land. They have food in Egypt. That makes sense to me.
所以亚伯兰那个时候就自己想，自己做打算。他说那个时候有饥荒，那埃及那里是有吃的，所以他就觉得应该去埃及。
Maybe his understanding was influenced by others. Maybe a lot of their friends were also leaving Canaan and going to Egypt to find food.
可能那时候他有很多被周围的朋友所影响，很多人都去埃及去找食物。
Abram made up this whole idea. Oh, I'll just tell everyone that Sarai is my sister. Then that'll save my life.
然后他也有想到这样一个主意，告诉就是让撒来来称她是他的妹妹，然后呢就可以不告诉别人。
He never asked God, God, what should I do in the time of famine? Where should I go? Will you lead me? Will you help me, God?
他没有去求问神，说神，我现在遇到饥荒怎么办？你应该。我应该怎么样去做？他没有让神来引导他。
And he certainly didn't run the whole "she's my sister" idea by God.
他当然没有向神来求问这个让他的妻子成为他妹妹这个主意是不是很好。
Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God. Turn to Him.
就不要依靠自己的聪明，而是要靠神。
Third reason we stop relying on God is we get tired of waiting for God. We get impatient. Sometimes God takes a long time to do what He's going to do in our lives.
第三个原因我们不靠神，就是我们不愿意等候神。有的时候我们真的是等神等得很累，很辛苦，我们就失去信心了。因为等神有的时候是一个很漫长的时间，很漫长的过程。
Out of all the fruits of the Spirit in the Bible, the one that I need the most is patience.
在圣经里所讲的关于圣灵的果子，里面我最需要的就是要有耐心。
How many of you have a hard time waiting for things?
你们当中有谁在等一个事情？
I don't like waiting in lines at stores.
我不愿意在商店里面排队来等。
I don't like waiting for somebody else to show up when I'm waiting to meet them. I don't like being stuck in traffic out on Highway 95.
当我在高速公路上的时候，我不愿意在那里就是在交通堵塞的时候等在车子里。
I don't like waiting for many things in life. I want them to happen now.
我不愿意在生活中很多事情我都不愿意等，我想让他们马上就要发生。
Many people I've met over the years get tired of waiting for God to do what he said he would do.
我们很多人在很多时候都会失去耐心来等待神，等待神要为我们所做的事情。
A common one I've seen is people who are single say, I'm tired of waiting for God to help me find the right person to marry, so I'm just going to go out there and do it myself without him.
有很多还在单身的弟兄姊妹就会想到，哎呀，我等得太久了，我不能再等了，我要自己去找。
And unfortunately, I've seen many of them come to me years later in a bad marriage or a marriage that is no longer together and said, I made a mistake, I should have waited for God.
很不幸的是，很多人那些人没有靠神而靠自己去解决的，很多年后回来，他们就是有非常不好的婚姻，然后很多甚至已经离异。他们就说他们当时真的是做错了，不应该靠自己，没有等神来安排。
I've seen people who find that husband or that wife that they have always dreamed of, but now they want to change them because that person has things in their life that they don't like very much.
也有很多人，他们虽然已经找到他们意中的人，可是呢，他们发现他们的以前的那个梦中的那种情人，他们有很多东西他们不喜欢，就想来改变他们。
Or there may even be things in their children that they don't think are very good, and so they need to change those things in their children.
甚至对孩子一样，他们发现孩子身上有很多他们不想看到的东西，他们就想改变这个孩子。
And rather than praying for God to change that person's heart, they decide it's their job to go make those changes happen, and they try to force that person to change.
所以他们没有向神来求，求神来改变那个。
Are you tired of waiting for God to do something in your life right now?
所以你是不是在现在在你生活中，你也是非常不愿意来等待神？
It's my way now, or Yahweh, His way later, His timing.
是你要现在要靠自己的办法呢，还是等候神靠神的办法？
When God came to Abram, he told him that he would have children, that he would be a father of many nations. Do you know how many years it took for him to have a child with his wife Sarai after that?
所以神曾经跟亚伯兰说，他让他成为给他一个孩子，并且让他成为万国之父。可是你知道，从那个时候神的那个许诺到后来亚伯兰有孩子要等多少年？
They probably expected that she was going to get pregnant that year.That a baby would be coming very soon. She was already old, and so was he.
所以他们可能会想到那个时候，当神给他们讲这个应许的时候，马上就会有小孩，因为他们年纪都已经很大了。
25 years went by before that promise was answered and fulfilled by God.
所以其他们一等，等了25年，那个神的应许才实现。
They both got so tired of waiting for God that they took matters into their own hands.And said, we're not having babies the way we think it should happen. So Abram, you go make a baby with my maid and have a baby through her.
所以当亚伯兰和撒来他们就不愿意等，他们就决定要自己来解决这个问题。所以撒来就让亚伯兰跟他的女仆来同居，来生一个孩子。
And that one decision to not wait for God.
就是那个决定，他们没有靠神，而是靠自己。
The child born to Hagar that maid, his name is Ishmael, and he is the father of the Arabic race.
所以当夏甲生的那个孩子就成为阿拉伯人的那个祖先。
And the Arabs and the Jews have fought for thousands of years ever since that moment.
所以从那时候开始就争下了。以色列人跟亚拉伯人之间这个战争，这个
，because Abram and Sarai didn't learn to wait on God，
就是因为亚伯兰和撒来那个时候没有靠神。
A fourth reason that sometimes we don't rely on God is sometimes we assume that we know what God wants, but we don't go to Him and ask Him。
第四个原因就是我们没有靠神，就是因为有的时候我们。自己假想我们知道神要我们做什么，而没有去求问神。
At this point, Abram didn't necessarily even try to pretend that this is what God wanted him to do. But many other times you see people saying, And I have heard them say, I know that God wants me to do this, so I'm just going to go do it.
所以在这个亚伯拉罕这个时候，他当然知道这个可能不是神的计划。可是很多时候我们遇到的问题，我们就觉得是我们知道神的计划是什么，我们就说哦，我们认为我认为这是神要我这样去做。
But how do we know? Have we asked God? Have we sought Him? Have we begun to reach out and ask Him to direct us and give us His insight and knowledge?
但是我们怎么知道呢？我们真的是真正的是去。恳求神，求问神，让我们去做什么事情吗？我们有没有真正去求？
There are many ways that we can seek direction and wisdom from God, looking in His Word, going to Him in prayer, talking to other Christians, and asking them to pray with us and getting their counsel.
很多时候我们去求问神，我们可以去看神的话语，我们可以祷告，我们也可以去跟别的弟兄姊妹来一起分享。然后让他们帮我们带到。
God promises us, when you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. He said, knock, and I'll open the door. I'll come to you and show you what you're looking for.
很多时候神跟我们讲，只要我们真的是一心一意去求，神就会回答。当我们敲门，神就会开门，然后我们真的去询问，神就会给我们答案。
Right after this story ends in Genesis 12, you read the first few verses of Genesis 13, and it tells us that Abram went from Egypt back to Canaan.
So, 就在这个十二章结束到第三十三章，我们看到亚伯兰和他的妻子又回到了迦南地。
And the first thing he did when he got there is he worshipped God and he called on the name of the Lord.
他第一件事情，他回到迦南地所做的就是要为神筑一座坛。
He would have many crises still in his life and many hardships, but he continued to try to seek after God's way, not just his way.
So, 他还会在生活中遇到很多别的问题，还有困难，但是他开始求问神。
If even a great person of faith like Abram could stop relying on God for a time, I know that you and I will struggle with that as well.
像亚伯兰这样一个信心的伟人也会离开神，那像你跟我肯定经常会有这样的事情发生。
But he recovered well also. He came back to say, I need to keep following God step by step to lead my life. I need to trust God.
但是亚伯兰他呢又最终又回到神的里面去，他就开始每一步都精髓紧随神的脚步，然后向神来求问。
So whatever you're facing in life today, I want to encourage you to make God that default setting. Make Him your first response, the first place you turn when trials hit your life.
所以今天我要跟你分享就是我们要在我们生活中遇到问题的时候，我们第一个反应就是要靠神，而不是靠自己。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord God, we thank you today that you are with us and that you are always with us.
今天我们感谢你神，因为你与我们同在，你永远与我们同在。
We pray that whenever decisions need to be made, whenever problems come into our life, that we would turn to you first rather than our own wisdom, our own abilities.
我们今天祷告就是不论我们生活中发生了什么问题我们要解决什么样的问题，我们都会来求问你，靠你来解决这些问题。
And Father, even today, there are no doubt many here that are facing struggles in their lives right now.
我们知道今天父神，我们有很多问题在我们生命中。
And God, I pray that they would find you to be their first response and their best response, to rely on you and to trust you.
我们今天祷告就是当我们遇到问题的时候，我们第一个反应就是来靠神，要相信神可以帮我们解决。
Thank you, God, that you are always faithful in your promises.
我们感谢你神，因为你是信实的，你的应许是信实的。
Give us patience and perseverance to keep trusting you and keep relying on you, even when it doesn't look like things are getting any better, even when life does not make sense right away.
所以我们求神给我们真的是要有耐心来相信你，信靠你。虽然有的时候我们的周围的环境看起来是这么不如意。
Help us to believe not just in you, but to believe you, to trust you with all things in our lives, as Abraham learned to do.
我们求神帮助我们，不仅仅是要相信你，而且真的是靠信去做出来。然后呢，就像亚伯兰这样去靠神。
We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
我们这样是靠主耶稣宝贵的圣名求。阿门。